News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
It is easier to come out as an alcoholic than a Catholic. So says comedian Frank Skinner, who releases a prayer book today. Is Frank Skinner right? Has secularism progressed so much that in Ireland, at least, it's now easier to be an atheist than a Catholic? We're joined by Michael Nugent, the chairperson of Atheist Ireland, and Wendy Grace, broadcaster and columnist. Wendy, to you first. Has Ireland become a cold place for Catholics?
I think at the moment people will probably just say Ireland is a hard place to be human with everything that's going on.
Yeah, fair enough.
But I think my experience has been, you know, that maybe sometimes the perception perhaps in media or politics is that it's a cold place, but my experience with just everyday life, people, colleagues, is actually kind of the opposite. And I suppose that's because I've been quite open about that my faith is important to me. But the interesting thing is people come to me and tell me, oh, I actually believe in God too, but they're kind of whispering under their breath. And then a conversation might start, you know, about where they're at or struggles going on in their life or whatever it may be. But I guess the interesting thing is that people feel the need to kind of keep it quiet, you know, and not be open about it. So what's the reason behind that? Is it because it's not kind of trendy anymore?
Is that what you think?
Is it not? I think that just people, because I suppose of our history, people are often kind of nervous about talking about their faith or the impact that it's had on their life. But I think that it's brilliant that we're having a conversation this morning with myself and Michael, because what I would love to see is, you know, authentic freedom of religion and expression should mean that if me and Michael are at a dinner party, let's say, whenever that happens again for us, that we should both be able to talk about our belief system or what motivates us or what drives us without any kind of fear of being ridiculed or judged. And yeah, I've been in that situation where I've been out in a group of friends at night and all of a sudden it's like spotlighting the Catholic on the room. But then when you drill down into it, people are actually just interested. And when you start to kind of say, well, you know, I thought what you thought, I felt who you felt, but then I went on this journey where I start, for me, it was all about, you know, we're coming up to Easter. Is there this, did this person called Jesus exist? Okay. And I started to look at the really overwhelming historical evidence that he did exist. So if he did exist, does that make a difference to me in my life? And they were the questions I started to ask.
Okay.
Obviously, everybody goes on a different journey, but that was mine.
All right. Michael Nugent, I know you would be, I'm sure, tolerant of people with religious views, but is there an intolerance of people who would say, you know, I'm quite religious, I'm Catholic?
Well, I think it's very important to support freedom of religion and belief, and everybody should be able to express their beliefs and discuss them without fear of any sort of discrimination. I think it's philosophically easier to be an atheist in the developed world today, in the global north, because religion, and particularly Catholicism, is becoming largely a feature of the developing world. Two-thirds of Roman Catholics now live in the global south, in Southeast Asia, in Sub-Saharan Africa, and in Central and South America. And the Catholic Church there is much more conservative on, say, sexual issues. It's much more theologically regressive. One of the first things that the current Pope did when he became Pope was to endorse an organization.
Let's bring it back to Ireland, though. Let's bring it back to Ireland, Michael.
Yeah, but this is that Ireland is part of the developed world. That Ireland isn't a unique place. It's part of the developed world. And that is the pattern that the World Value Survey has shown consistently over recent decades, is that Catholicism is becoming less relevant theologically and philosophically in the global north, and is becoming more a feature of the global south. So I think it is, in that context, easier to be an atheist in Ireland. But it's politically easier to be a Catholic, because the state discriminates against atheists. You know, you have to swear a religious oath to be a president or a judge or a Taoiseach or Taoiseach, which means that a conscientious atheist can't take up those positions. Schools are still allowed to discriminate against atheists and indeed minority religious people, because they're run by local bishops who have exemptions in the Equality Act to allow them to discriminate. We work with the Evangelical Alliance of Ireland and the Ahmadi Muslims, who are also discriminated against in schools and on that basis. So that's the distinction I would make. Philosophically easier to be an atheist, politically easier to be a Catholic.
Wendy, would you disagree or agree?
Look, I think that if it comes down to, let's say, your particular worldview, and if I was to be kind of offended by everything that grated against, you know, my particular moral viewpoint, whether it be on what I see in a billboard, what I see in a television, what I read in a newspaper editorial, you know, I'd probably never leave the house. But I guess a diverse society reflects the fact that there is people with different views, whether they believe in God, whether they don't believe in God. I mean, it's interesting to mention the president. I mean, our own president, he's really open about the fact that he is a humanist. But in the advance of that presidential race, one of the candidates who was quite open about her particular faith was grilled about her belief system and what impact that would have. But no other candidate, because they weren't kind of professing to be a Christian, were grilled about
that. How about that, Martin? Is there a little bit of sniffiness among, I suppose, people in the media as well, towards people who have strong religious convictions? Do they look down their nose a little bit?
Well, I can't speak for anybody other than myself on that. I mean, I'm not
accusing you of this. I'm just wondering, is it there?
I'm sure it is. I mean, and again, it's part of that pattern, as I say, that in the developed world, the theology of an organisation, particularly the Catholic Church, that's becoming more and more a church of the conservative global south, is going to be seen as less relevant in the global north. But on that other issue, saying in terms of the political issue, I think it's crucial, because we kind of see the status quo as being normal, and we're desensitized as to how wrong it is. But if theoretically, if you really wanted to look about being alienated, if in order to become president or a judge, you had to swear an oath that there's no God, or if state-funded schools actively taught children that there's no God, and Catholic parents had to send their children to those schools because it's the only school in the area, everybody would realise that that's serious religious discrimination.
Okay, we will leave it there. My thanks to Wendy Grace, broadcaster and columnist, Michael Nugent, chairperson of Atheist Ireland.